For more than a decade, FTI has strived to become the leader in the aftermarket performance transmission and converter industry. We've joined forces with McLeod Driveline Components under the leadership of top fuel funny car pilot Paul Lee, and now have a larger distribution network, more resources, and more power. Come see us in the pits and ask how you can join the FTI family. It's not cheating. It is the competitive edge.
It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet. WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to WFO Radio. Joe Costello back with you. And we're going to be catching up with Fuel Tech Pro Mod race winner three times this year, Chris Thorne, who is also from Florida. He is going to be our guest. So if you're a fan of Fuel Tech Pro Mod presented by the folks at D-Wagon, you're going to want to share this show, right? Because this is a cool story. This guy from Florida bursting on the scene, 3 out of 4 wins, was in the running, had the dominant car for the fourth win, could easily have won all 4 races. I shouldn't be bringing that up, right? It's probably annoying for him to think about that. But he is dominating, leading the points in Pro Mod. We're going to get to Chris in a second. And he ruined my day because he sent me a video of him in 2006 on the TV show Pinks, which I didn't know that at all. How about that? What a great, I said, tell me something about your background and we're going to talk about it. But first, I got to tell you about the people who make it possible for me to go WFO and talk to drag racers on a regular basis. You might not need them right now, but you will at some point. And then think about these people like Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology, Hartford, Keith Jones, Lake Speed Jr. Everybody over there does such great work. Make them your first call, not your last call. And if you want to learn a lot about ring seal and hear some of the greatest engine builders in the world talk about it, go to the Hidden Horsepower podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or SoundCloud. Phillips Connect, for those of you in the transportation industry, smart trailer technology, sensors all over these trailers, all over these trucks to keep track of where and how long and how safe and temperatures and all of these great things. Thanks to Mr. Epler and Mr. 300, of course. Phillips-connect.com. You can find out more information. Of course, we already told you a little bit about VP Racing Fuels and VP Lubricants, and of course, FTI Performance Transmissions and Torque Converters. Speaking of Florida, later on in the show, we'll tell you about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, more Florida, by the way. Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology, and Marvin Rodak, a little Texas in this Florida fest that we're having. 817-924-6821. Marvin roasting up coffee fresh per your order. But now let's bring him on. The guy who has absolutely dominated Fuel Tech Pro Mod here in 2022, Miss Chris Thorne. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
I'm great. The Pinks episode, man. I like, Chris, send me something. He sent me a video on Pinks in 2006. You took a guy's car at Orlando Speed World. That was awesome, man. You had the bleached blonde hair.
Yeah, that was years ago. That was back when we just went out and had fun. No cares in the world.
Yeah, 68 Camaro. You know, Chris, 18 years old, heavy equipment operator. Things have changed. Now you're running in Fuel Tech Pro Mod. You've won 3 of 4 races. Did you, how did that happen to go from that to where you are now? And it really hasn't been that long, Chris. What an amazing story that must be.
It is. It wasn't long ago. We've just worked hard and put all our eggs in the drag racing world and come out, a couple cars later and got some seat time and got hooked up with the right folks at Proline and Bickle Race Cars and all those guys. And they got us heading in the right direction. And now we're out here competing in the best against the world,
And winning. And that's great. The thing that's amazing. But that illustration, right? Because I'll be honest with you, I've heard your name. But when you really started to run well, middle of last year or so, where things started to kind of fall into place, the car is black, no name on it, couple of decals, you kind of an understated personality. You didn't burst onto the scene trying to do media. You just raced the car. And then this year, it's all coming together. Like you're dominating with the 3 out of 4 wins. And so, who is Chris Thorne? You still in heavy equipment operation? Is that the family biz?
Yep, the family biz. We got a little construction outfit, and we do a lot of underground work and roads and paving and, you know, kind of like small subdivisions, and still into that gig, and it's doing pretty well. This year, we've actually been able to kind of start running a full season. It's been our first full season we'll be able to run. We've kind of, you know, work kind of takes priority over the racing, so we only get to race when we're able to. But it seems like this year, if everything goes okay, then we'll be able to run a full season. You know, so.
You have to run a full season now, don't you? Don't you have to?
Yeah, so 2020, we had a really good year, too. We run all the way up to Indy, and then we had a little accident with some chutes, and the car got wrecked. We were actually leading the points up to that race as well in 2020. So we run really good in 2022. You know, the car got wrecked, and after the car got wrecked, we were pretty much done after that in Indy. 2021,
I remember that.
Yeah, 2021, we didn't run any, I don't believe, in 2021. Kind of got all of our stuff fixed up and geared back up to come back out here in 2022. So
you were planning for this, like this was in the works, so to speak, because you had shown that you proved to yourself that you could run fast, but you got to put it together in a season if you're going to be a champion. And you rolled out this year at the Gator Nationals and you won that race and started rolling at that point, because you got a good group of guys with you also. You had made the determination that you guys are going to give it a ride in 2022. Like, this is the all-in year where we're going to try to go for as well as we can possibly do.
Correct. So we did a lot of testing in 2021 to get ready for 2022. And it's showed off, it's paid off. Everything's going great. You know, we put the team together there at the beginning of the year and we've come out, and I guess, as you can say, we've made a name for ourselves so far.
Yeah, I got the wrong race that you won up there. You won so many races. It's the Summit Racing Equipment NHRA Nationals. It says Thunder Valley Nationals. That's incorrect, but we'll get it right before you're off of there. So let's talk about the race, right? This is a big one, America's Racetrack, and you got through some tough competition. Why don't you walk us through your round by round leading up to Tricky Ricky in the final, which I want to talk a little bit about that, because you guys have raced quite a few times this year, and I'm pretty sure it's not over yet.
Yeah, it's definitely not over yet. Ricky's definitely a stout competitor. We definitely never look forward to racing him because you never know what you're up against. But round one, we had Lyle. Lyle's a good racer as well. Very good on the tree. Very well rounded. We had him round one. We were able to take him out. Round two, I believe we had J.R. Gray. And that was, yeah, J.R. Gray. JR is a great racer as well. Did a very fantastic job. We were able to squeak by him. Round three, I believe we had Stan Shelton, which cut my head off at the tree. We just had a little extra performance to get around them. And then we had Ricky in the finals.
So I don't know Stan personally, right? I know that he's, runs that screw supercharger combination. I want to ask your opinion about that, but you had to run like big personalities. Like, those guys talk. They are talkers. Lyle, talker. JR, talker. Ricky, talker. Right? Like, this whole category is everybody with a lot of swagger. How would you characterize yourself in that area? And I'm not talking about media savvy, right? Because you develop media savvy the more you have to deal with people being in your face and you get relaxed. But I mean, behind the scenes. Do you talk trash like those guys talk trash, or are you quiet behind the scenes as well?
I'm very quiet all the way around. I don't really believe in all the trash talking, man. I mean, if we're going to talk, let's just talk on the scoreboard. You know, there's no reason to go out there and talk. Let's just get it done and see who's the better man.
Wow. All right. But you got some good rhetoric ready right there. Like, you're ready. And that's what's happening. Good racing throughout. And setting up the final round against Ricky, was that, you know, I want to go back to Richmond, right? Like, I was standing right on the starting line with your guys on that run. And I felt like you guys got into a little bit of a burn down, or however you want to characterize it. And you turned it red by, I think it was a thou or maybe two thou. And I thought to myself, and this is what I want to get into. oh man, you know, Chris got in on Ricky's game there, right? Like he had the better car and he got in on Ricky's game and he turned it red. But then first round, I think you go 006 in this race. And so you are right in the neighborhood of 00 often anyway. So take me back to Richmond and what actually happened there.
Richmond, I don't think there was much that went on in Richmond other than I just went red. The whole staging thing, I don't know if you remember back in 2020, like Stevie and I had a huge 5-minute burn down at Indy, and that stuff doesn't bother me at all. I'm really never get worked up. I'm very calm. I actually enjoy it. I really enjoy having a good burn down on the starting line. So I wouldn't say that really affected me any. I didn't do my job. I was early. So I
mean, yeah, well,
I deserved the win.
Was it one thou or two thou? It was one close. Thou. It was one thou.
Yeah.
That had to be annoying.
Yeah, very. It was a long ride back to Florida.
But 3 out of 4 races, and you have won. But Ricky is in the neighborhood, right? That's the thing about Tricky Ricky is he is now emerging because he goes rounds, right? And he's hasn't won a race yet, but he's been to 2 finals, and he has gone rounds. And so 4 down, 6 to go, sort out. The next race is in Topeka, Kansas, which is kind of a while away. You got some time now. Give me your assessment on the regular, the rest of the season.
The rest of the season, man. So for Norwalk, you know, we got the good old NHRA lead trophy awarded to us after Richmond.
Yeah.
So it's really has hurt our program. I know we got the win in Norwalk, but it wasn't from performance. As you can see, the qualifying ladder, we're a ways down, 7th or 8th or somewhere in there. But we have a lot of testing to do. I personally feel like we're pretty behind on performance right now. I feel like we can get it back. We got to get our heads together and get out and do some testing and figure out what this car wants with this extra weight in it. So we have a lot of work to do ahead of us before Topeka. I think it's accomplishable. I just got to get out there and get it done.
Let's talk about the way the power adders are coming in, because, you know, you run the ProCharge style combination, which when that came in, everybody was like, oh my gosh, the ProCharger. You have run a turbo in the past, right? Prior to the car that you went, that you wrecked in Indy, I think was a turbo car. And now that's screw supercharger is in there. And so I've seen some people, you know, after what Stevie did this past weekend, that 70, you know, panicking, right? Like, oh my gosh, this is going to ruin it. But other people have told me, wait, it's not going to ruin it just yet. These other guys can deal with it. I've never heard you complain about anything. So what's your take?
I don't have much complaining to do. I mean, the screw is definitely the power adder to have at the moment. Stevie's hands. I mean, he's got more data with a screw than anybody out there, I think. And that's the reason why, you know, he drug us all at Norwalk, but I'm not scared of it. We just got to get our stuff together and get out there and beat him some way, somehow, and we'll get it done.
That's great. Okay, Pro Mod as a category, you're out there amongst the nitro cars, and I think that there's a lot of, I encourage everyone to cross-pollinate. Like, I'm a fan of Pro Stock, I'm a fan of Pro Mod, I'm a fan of Super Street, I'm a fan of Stock Eliminator. I was entertained watching, and everybody should go look it up, right? Pink's from 2006. Did you really take that guy's car? What happened?
We raced a couple guys down there in 2006 and we beat both of them. So I think there's another episode out there as well, but that was just, they did that on like a Wednesday night, brought those guys in, just tried to bring something in for the fans. And we tried to get out there and help everybody out and made a good show out of the deal.
Well, Rich Christensen, he started that. And I really think that he deserves some sort of credit for the crazy drag racing on TV thing that we've got now with Street Outlaws and all of that. For those early episodes of Pink's, he was on my XM show and I talked to him and he was like, I'm a TV guy for many, many years and I've created many, many shows and they all stunk. And I worked and worked and worked. And finally, as an older guy, I got a hit and it was Pink's. But those early episodes were like junk cars racing each other. And guys, yours was like a real episode where you ran a guy with a Nova. You had a nice 68 Camaro. That was your car running around. You were part of the thing that is now explosive drag racing TV, like way back. That's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, so we did the very first two episodes of Pink's ever. So we were the very first two episodes, and then it progressed after that for a while, and then I think it kind of fizzled out. But yeah, we were blessed to do the very first two episodes.
Wow. And so the guy looked really sad, and everybody used to wonder, like, are they really taking their cars? Okay, the statute of limitation might be up, maybe. Did you take that Nova?
Yep. So it's a TV show. We'll go as far as that. But
all right. Good. That's it. Hey, in the moment, it was very entertaining, and we as drag racers were all watching, and now you're on the big stage here in Pro Mod. So was that your goal always? Like, when you were doing those Pink shows, were you like, someday I want to run Pro Mod, or I want to run for a championship, or are you just a racer who got caught up in it and this is where you ended up? Like, you were running a nitrous car then, you've run turbos, now you got the Pro Charger. How did you figure out what your direction would be? Why'd you, you know, end up in Pro Mod?
So always, as a kid, I've always wanted to be a Pro Mod racer. So one thing that used to really irritate me is my parents used to always go to these NHRA events to watch. And I would always say, why are you guys going to watch? Let's put a program together and get out there and beat these guys. You know, I mean, we can do it. And finally, I was able to convince them to stop going and spectating and putting a program together to go out there and try and beat up on these guys. And we've been successful so far.
Wow. Okay. But that's a great lesson to the other spectators, which is what I think a lot of them could be out there participating at some level. I love watching too, but participating is always better than watching. And so when you told your dad, let's do Pro Mod, he just said, okay.
Yep. Pretty much. I mean, we started putting some smaller programs together probably a few years prior to this. You know, we had a nitrous car for a little while, played around with it, doing like the outlaw stuff around Florida, the Snowbirds and World Street and U.S. Nationals and all that stuff. And we played with those for probably a couple of years. And then we put a turbo car together and we went out and raced PDRA 2019 with a turbo vet, runnered up for the championship there in 19. We missed it by a couple points. And then we come out, you know, 2020 to NHRA. And that's when we had the crash leading the points. And now we're back to 2022. And hopefully we can get it done this year.
The level of competition. Okay. I work for NHRA as one of their track announcers. I've been a fan since I'm a kid. I love all forms of drag racing. And I know there's tough stuff out there in the small tire grudge world, big money runs with a lot of pressure, people gambling. That's gotta be crazy. But when Stevie came over, he said, wow, this is really, really, really hard, right? This is tough competition out here. What's your assessment now that you're 3 out of 4, it'd be easy for you to say, yeah, man, I got this, but what is your assessment of Pro Mod? Is it the pinnacle?
It is. And when I come over here too, as well, I felt like, you know, this is the best of the best racers in the world. It's some of the hardest racing there is, in my opinion, reading the track after fuel and those guys, I mean, it can really throw you a curveball really quick. So my opinion, it's the hardest racing out there. So that's my assessment on it.
Cool. No name on the car, no nothing on the car, just black. You got a family business. It could be on there. You choose to just have this like Darth Vader machine. Why is that? Does the car have a name? Tell us about your car.
So the car, I mean, I'm one of those particular guys, man. I have a few stickers on it, but stickers just drive me nuts. I really like a clean car. It can't be dirty. I'm just one of those guys. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to have a big name sponsor on it, you know, and somebody behind us. But for now, we're just going to roll with the old Darth Vader.
All right. Does the car have a name or what?
So we got a little nickname for the car. We call it Debo. Every time we take it to the races, it seems to bring the gold home. So.
Oh, Debo, like from Friday, Debo?
From Friday.
Okay. Well, we remember that, dude. I like it. I like it. Wow, Chris, this is great. What about your guys? Who helps you?
So we got Jamie Miller. He's our big name tuner behind us that, you know, he's part of our family. And Craig Pettis from Proline. So, and then we got the family. So just those two guys. And we got Johnny Miller, Jamie's son. So we got, you know, we just got about three of us and then the family, and we go out and do our thing.
Wow. Now it has been fun to watch. And I hope you feel, you know, welcome and comfortable, and you know, don't be afraid to fire back at, you know, JR and Lyle and Stevie and all those guys. But you are using the scoreboard and more importantly, the winner's circle to tell your story this year.
Correct. Correct. We're not going to do too much internet keyboard talking. We're just going to keep continuing to do it on the racetrack.
There you go. Love it. Well, Chris, thank you very much for joining us on WFO. Not your last appearance, but we basically rolled three wins into one on this. And, you know, Pro Mods kind of had like a, you know, we're four races in, but we're not quite halfway. But the next race is Kansas. You guys are running heavy towards the end of the season is my point. It's going to be pretty wild. You said you're going to do some testing, but I'm excited to see where it goes. And, you know, the NHRA, I'm sure they're going to make some more changes along the way, right? What'd you say? You got the lead trophy?
Yep, we got a good old NHRA trophy. You know, one when you go out there and work for a solid year and then they come out and you get disciplined. You know, if you got a normal job, you go out and work hard, you usually get a bonus. Not over here.
No, that's it. Oh, look at you. You found some performance. Pull it back. Right. And, well, you know, it's an interesting subject, right? Because we see it in Factory Showdown, too. The same deal. All these power adder categories, it seems like one can jump out in front. It is what it is, I guess. Good luck. I know you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate you coming on WFO Radio. Thank you for doing this. Obviously, we'll see you in Kansas, but, you know, it's kind of a far way away. So have a great time. Good luck with your testing, and I appreciate you making time for us.
All right, Joe, I appreciate you. We appreciate you having us on and looking out for us, and we look forward to seeing you in Topeka.
Yeah, man, always stay in touch. Keep me up on what's going on with the team and the car so we can tell the story when we get back out there. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Joe.
There he goes. Chris Thorne with us here on WFO Radio. What a great story. You know, I've been like, you know, kind of warming up to Chris, like, you know, hey, what's going on? Like, I don't just go busting in on people usually, and getting to know him and his guys a little bit, and they are cool characters, and they've won three out of four races. And you know what's going to happen? That's what I want to know. All right, everybody, you probably figured out this one is pre-recorded. Look, I want to show you, I got it right, baby. Thunder Valley Nationals, people are going to see that and they're going to be like, that's wrong. And it is. All right, let me tell you about the people who make it possible for me to go WFO, like samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Start your education at full speed. Samtech.edu. They've got block programs, cylinder head programs, motorsport EFI tuning, CNC programming, and they're approved to train veterans under the GI Bill. Go to samtech.edu. Call Brian Massengill. That's really the best way to do it. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure at frankhawley.com. You can make multiple runs in a day at the lowest budget entry level for driving a dragster, in my opinion. frankhawley.com. And then there's Marvin Rodak, 817-924-6821, rodakscoffeeandgrills.com. Plus, phillips-connect.com, smart trailer technology, total seal piston rings, VP racing fuels, and FTI performance transmissions and torque converters. Wow. What a list of folks supporting WFO. And we got some more people that are actually interested in what we're doing out there. Plus the Patreons. Can't forget the Patreons. These people pay a monthly fee or a yearly membership to be a part of our VIP listener club behind the scenes. And they get Monday motivation. They get to participate with the Ignition show as we record it. They get to do a lot of great stuff. And plus, you know, I keep them in the know on some things. So if you want to become a Patreon, go to patreon.com/WFO Radio. Guys, this has been a great one. We are still getting ready for the Western Swing out there in the future on the NHRA level. Can't wait to see everybody out there. Denver, Sonoma, Seattle, Washington. Excited to be back there. Remember, you can hit up the WFO store if you want to get. I shouldn't show them that one. I should show them this one. We got Miami Hollywood Speedway gear up there. We got our long sleeve t-shirts if you're getting ready for the winter already. Hopefully you're not. But all up there on WFOradio.com and the WFO store. Don't forget to check out our friends at CIP1, KI. For you VW people, that was an outdated deal, but I got my pack of cards that everybody tells me I should never open them. That's what they're saying. Don't open them, Joe. Don't open them. Super excited to get back out there, obviously, but love these off weekends. recently. Of course, Alan Reinhardt on a regular basis, but we caught up with Angel. We still got to track down some others from Summit Racing Equipment and HRA Nationals. It is going to be great. But to those of you who are looking for more, the WFO archive is always open. Countless podcasts and interviews and videos in the video section. In fact, you should download the WFO Radio mobile application. You'll definitely get it all in there. The mobile app is new and improved and much better than it's ever been. So it's kind of a great place. In fact, the live videos, like the live YouTube videos, can be viewed from inside the mobile app, which is great. And you can subscribe on YouTube to everything through there. Thanks, Chris. Thanks to his team. Love the plain black. Appreciate him. 3 out of 4 wins. That's tough. But Tricky Ricky is not out of it just yet. So we'll find out soon enough. All right, everybody. Have a great day. WFO.